The Big Breakfast Morning Show, an important part of a well-balanced day on the new FM 105.5.
All right, it's 8:14 with the Big Breakfast Morning Show. Thanks for punching in to join us this morning. November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and we thought it's a great opportunity to invite Julie Colvin in studio. Julie, who was a registered diagnostic medical sonographer, acquired apparently a vast knowledge of the body and its systems, and she was struck by the disease, or at least her family was struck by the disease. And Julie, it was only then that you realized what is really involved with a family and someone dealing with diabetes. Thanks for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Let's talk about, first off, your personal experience with diabetes. How did it all come about?
Well, my daughter, Emma, was 7 years old at the time and was losing quite a bit of weight, was feeling quite thirsty frequently and eating like crazy, but continuing to lose weight. So we finally brought her into the doctor quite concerned about that, and she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which I thought I knew about as a healthcare worker. I thought I understood diabetes, but it's not until type 1 strikes your family that you realize how all-consuming of a disease it is and how different type 1 is from type 2.
Well, you raise a really interesting point. I think most people on the surface think that they have a good handle with what they think diabetes is, but you're saying you as a healthcare worker didn't even really know sort of the intricacies of the disease. So then what did you do? Once it was discovered that your daughter had the disease, did you sort of start researching it more and trying to figure out exactly how it is that it's affecting your daughter?
I Googled every day trying to find out when and how there would be a cure for this disease for my daughter. I was quite obsessed with that. And in that journey, I wound up learning quite a bit of techniques on how to deal with the stress that was involved with the diagnosis, because it's a 24/7, 365 job. I basically gave up my profession as a mobile ultrasound technologist for veterinarians in Northern Ontario to, I affectionately say, become a pancreas for my daughter. I like to think, as far as pancreases go, I'm a little more attractive than your average pancreas, but that was the job nevertheless, and it's something that just consumes every minute of every day.
So after you'd done all your research then, was it after you compiled all of this information that you thought you would pull together a book of your experience and dealing with the disease and how it affected your family?
Well, I began writing as a way to cope with all of the stress and all of the things that were happening in our lives. And it was when I learned of the work of a doctor in Boston at Harvard Medical School was doing, Dr. Denise Faustman, towards the T1 cure research using an expensive vaccine known as BCG. I was very inspired by what she was doing, and I wanted to help, and that's when I decided to put my writing into the form of a book and discreetly put information about type 1 within the narrative without actually writing a book about diabetes, because I wanted it to reach a wide audience. And I like to think of the book as sort of an eat, pray, love for parents.
Right.
But it's also teaching about diabetes, raising awareness about type 1 and about the need for a cure and about Dr. Faustman's work.
So Dr., can we get into the details about Dr. Faustman's work and the T1 cure? What exactly is that?
Well, The BCG vaccine is something that's been around for 80 years for tuberculosis, and it's also used in the treatment of bladder cancer. So it's FDA approved, which is a great first step, because getting a new drug approved, it takes a long time to go through.
So it's approved in this country, not where were we talking about the U.S.?
U.S. and
okay.
Canada.
All right.
And but it has to go through the rigorous tests to see how it works with type 1 diabetes. It's finished phase 1 of human clinical trials and had excellent results. It basically was eliminating what they call the killer T cells, which is responsible for causing this autoimmune disease. The body itself attacks the cells that make insulin in the pancreas. So once you remove those bad killer T cells, what they found is that the pancreas can regenerate and start making insulin again.
So is this experimental in this country, or did your daughter undergo this?
She donates blood to their research,
okay,
and they're about to start phase 2 of human clinical trials, which is a very big step and very exciting. But they do need money to get the job done, and so I'm out there getting the word so we can get the money out.
Okay, and as any parent knows that's dealing with a sick child, and they're doing exactly what you're doing, is trying to get informed and finding out all of the information that they can find out. It's probably a good idea to, if you're dealing with something similar like this, to maybe contact Julie and find out so much of the information that's going on. That's part of the reason why you wrote the book as well, so that you can actually reach out to other parents when you're doing this.
Absolutely. It's been an incredible experience for me. I hear from people all around the world on a daily basis who are reading the book, who are connecting with the journey, whether they have have type 1 or not, but obviously the ones that have type 1. I've just recently gotten a following of ladies in Istanbul, Turkey, who keep emailing me every day, and they have a little online book club. So it's been a really exciting time for me.
Okay, so we're going to talk about details about how you can catch Julie, and you're on somewhat of a book tour right now where you're going to be, will you be reading excerpts from the book and answering questions, that sort of thing?
That's right, exactly. Doing some readings, and I have a little entourage here in Huntsville. It's going to be tomorrow between 4:30 and 6:30 at the Bookcase, and I have my good friend and singer-songwriter Robin Dewar with me, who has written a song which the words in her song matched the words in my book, and so they have a beautiful fit. She's matching my pledge. I don't think I've mentioned that, but the 100% of the proceeds of A Cure for Emma for the first 5,000 copies sold or 5 months of sales is going to Dr. Faustman's research. Robin is matching my pledge with proceeds from her song You Are Free, and she's in here in the studio to share that with us today. And there's another one on the team, a local Huntsville artist and T1 mom artist, Catherine Luce, is going to be at the Bookcase, and she has actually done a painting, a beautiful painting of the Bookcase, and she's going to be selling prints and donating that to Dr. Fessman.
I'm going to post details about Julie's book, and we'll also post details about the book tour on our Facebook page, so later on this morning you can go check out details about everything we've got. You introduced Robin, so let's talk to Robin right now. Robin, can you lower that microphone for me there? Yeah, Robin.
Thanks, Dave.
So you are a friend of Julie's who obviously got involved with the project. You're singer-songwriter, and you wrote a song about the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started writing You Are Free in 2007 and didn't finish writing You Are Free until this summer. And after I read Julie's book, I realized, as I was reading the book, that the words in Julie's book were the words in my song. And I shared it with Julie, and she loved it, and here we are today. We're working together.
You've brought your guitar along, although we haven't given you much of a chance to sort of tune that guitar. Would you like to play us that
song?
Absolutely. That would be great. Okay, anytime you're ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we free to believe in anything? Can we trust what we know to survive? When the world's closing in, it feels like a sin to want to change this life of mine. Wishing on a shooting star, I see in the distance it's not far. I hope a gleam of happiness for me, all of my faith in this great world tells me a scared little girl, be brave, be strong, you are free. Free to change the world, free to make a difference one day. All the powers that be will help you to see that you are free. When the world's closing in, then it's time to begin to change your view. What you've gotta do is sit in the dark for a while. Then you will see the light. It will be shining so bright. Open your eyes, for you will see who you are. you are truly meant to be. And you'll know this in your heart, that dreams are meant to be free. Free to change the world, free to make a difference one day. All the powers that be will help you to see that you are free. You are free. You are free.
Pretty song, You Are Free. Thank you very much for that. By the way, that is available on iTunes and Amazon as well. Great job. Thank you for that. The book is called A Cure for Emma, One Mother's Journey to Oz by Julie Colvin. Julie, you're on the book tour. You're in Huntsville doing some stuff, as you mentioned.
Tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay. And then you're hitting the road.
I'm hitting the road. We're in North Bay at Gulliver's Books in North Bay,
yep.
From 6:30 to 8:30, and then we're off to Sudbury at Chapters from 2 to 4 on that day, and it's going to be a Sudbury Saturday night.
Here's what I love about social networking and the power is at your fingertips. You've got a Facebook page as well. The book has a Facebook page.
Yes.
So people can reach out for you there. Just search in your Facebook search engine, A Cure for Emma, and the page will come up, and you can get a hold of Julie and ask her any questions you want. Thanks
right.
for coming in, guys.
Yep.
We really, really appreciate bringing some awareness to Diabetes Awareness Month for November.
www.acureforemma.com gets you to anywhere and everything that I'm doing.
Perfect.
Thank
it's 8:27 with the Big Breakfast Morning Show.